You may not be able to tell a book by its cover, but you can tell a lot about a book by its first sentence.
When all is said and done, killing my mother came easily.
That's Alice Sebold reading the first sentence of her recently published second novel. The Almost Moon is about the Knightley family. Claire Knightley is the dead mother. Claire's daughter, Helen, is the killer. Alice Sebold is in the studios of KQED in San Francisco. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How long did it take for you to come up with that first sentence?
Probably about 2 years after I kind of understood what I wanted the book to be about. But it takes me a long time to find the voice and the character to tell a story.
Was that the first sentence you wrote?
No, I was writing, I wrote the book from three other points of view before I found Helen's voice and started writing from Helen's voice. It was the first sentence I wrote from Helen's point of view. You know, during that time, I learn about the world, the story, the characters, the texture of all their lives. But it's almost like a tuning fork thing for me. It isn't ringing right. And so I just keep writing until the voice rings clear for me. And as soon as I had Helen, I knew she was the one.
Describe Helen.
She's a spiky, complicated 49-year-old woman. I think most of us are pretty complicated by the time we're almost 50.
And did she come to you first, or did her mother, Claire, the victim, come to you first?
I think the mother came to me first, Claire, and just the difficult relationship, the sort of hothouse love-hate was something I was thinking about for a long time.
Now, did you treat, given that it begins with a murder, did you treat the novel as a mystery, even though the reader knows the killer and the victim immediately?
I'm interested in what I'd call psychological mystery. So it does have that element of mystery to it because they're trying to understand why something has happened, what drove them to it, and if there are repercussions for having done it.
You've told us a little bit about Helen. Describe Claire, the victim, her mother.
I think Claire, to me, would be, she's extremely compelling and extremely broken. Claire's burden, she has various mental issues, and that takes a lot of her energy and takes energy away from the child, who is Helen, ultimately.
Do you consider her to be a monster to be pitied, or do you find Claire to be a sympathetic character?
I would say I don't consider anyone a monster because I feel that that's too easy. It allows us to put them in another category instead of identifying with certain elements of the characters. I always think what's harder is to find ourselves in others as opposed to separate ourselves from them. I think she's very difficult to love, but what I'm interested in is I think there are a lot of mothers and fathers that are difficult to love, but yet it is bred in us to love our mothers and fathers. And I wanted to work with a difficult relationship and investigate that.
You talk about finding ourselves in others. I think for a novel to be successful, there has to be some resonance. I know as someone who was reading it and thinking about relationships, particularly when you're dealing with an elderly parent, I mean, who hasn't had that moment where you just want to put a pillow over their head?
Exactly. And I think that that's a hard moment to admit to publicly. So in some sense, the book can start that conversation a little bit, you know, wanting to help them 24 hours a day, and then also needing to have time for your own life, your own children, if you have children, your career, etc. And, you know, it's not the 40-year-old taking care of the 60-year-old anymore. It really is the 70-something-year-old often taking care of the 90-something-year-old.
That happened in your family. Your grandmother died when she was 96 and your mother was 73.
Exactly.
And how did that inspire then what you wrote here? Because certainly your mother didn't kill your grandmother.
I think from my distance, as the grandchild of my grandmother, I watched that burden on my mother. And, you know, you would like to free your mother in those moments, and you're unable to do it. I just was intrigued by the idea of taking that action. What would it do? Does it really create freedom, which is, of course, another thing that the novel is playing with? And that's a big open question.
So. Yeah, the freedom that Helen seems to have as she tries to cover her tracks, but she becomes imprisoned by those same actions.
Exactly.
Do you think she can plead justifiable homicide?
What I like is that there's an argument on either side of it, and I never think the author should say what, you know, what the final say is on that.
Alice Siebold. Her new novel is The Almost Moon, published by Little Brown & Company, and she joined us from the studio of member station KQED in San Francisco. Thank you so much.
Thank you.